Okay, well, thanks to the organizers for inviting me for this talk. Okay, so the topic is, with complete honesty, I mean, very simple by itself, but so I will try to go a bit beyond just the analysis itself, okay? In any case, just a very quick summary. What we understand by the, in this case, most simple Bayesian and inference is that we have a model that we characterize by certain information that we may or may not a priori. So we have some probability for parameters that define our model. We have a set of observations or evidence. And what we try to do, or we want to do, is to characterize the posterior probability of the model parameters given the evidence we have. And so simply, this is written in that way that's expressed there. And the right-hand side of the equation has three components. So the prior, as we mentioned before, the likelihood of a model given the observations, and then a marginal likelihood or normalization for the probability function, which is of no consequence in order of which model we decide as the more probable in a sense. Okay? In any case, once we construct this probability distribution, any model quantity can be simply derived by integrating in this way. I mean, nice thing is also that you can not just characterize the full PDF of a given quantity, but of course any combination thereof that you might be interested in. Okay. So in the particular case of deriving ages, or in general properties of stars based on tracks, or stellar evolution models, or isochron, the minimalist approach is that every model is characterized by its initial mass, its age, and its metallicity. Okay. This assumes certain relation between helium and metals that one can characterize by this constant helium enrichment. But if one wants to relax this last assumption, we are at least left with a four-parameter model, okay, where helium and metals, or hydrogen and metals, are independent.